mercy we can never contain. Great love of all his faithful mercies and all that he has done. For who can match his kindness and who can count his works? Oh, let our praise continue till evening comes in close.
Listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is what God has done. It's been incredible. And here's the really cool part about my testimony.
Yeah.
When I became a believer,
yeah,
that literally within 3 months of being a believer, I was getting woke up every morning at the weirdest times, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just journaling. I'm writing down this, what seemed to be a ministry into professional racing communities, where I would have a chapel service. I would talk to people in the racing community about Christ. I would do a
you
Christian
were doing those things?
No.
Oh, these were things you were
doing,
going to
I
do.
I hadn't even raced professionally.
Yeah.
This was before I even got the job.
So it's
at
almost like a
school.
Prophecy.
I'm writing.
That's wild.
Well, here's how, this is where it gets really better.
Yeah.
With all really the accomplishments I just gave you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is at that point now. I've got all of these accomplishments. In 2014, which is just a few years ago, I have a family call me and they say, Terry, Richard Anderson was the founder of Motorsports Ministries, the ministry that I'm now the president of.
Wow.
And their family called me and said, we would like for you to be the intern chaplain until we can figure out what to do with the ministry.
What happened to him? He died?
He died. He had esophageal cancer.
Wow.
2014. I said, you know what? I can't really do it because I'm racing professionally, and I don't know that my schedule is going to... Guess what? 2014 or 2015. I decided to be the intern chaplain for 2014, but I said I'm not going to be able to do it for 2015. I had 25 years of nonstop employment in the professional racing community.
Wow.
2015, I get no job. I call him up. I'm like, I guess I don't have to worry about my schedule conflict. But here's the kicker.
God kind of opened that up.
Here's the kicker.
Yeah.
25 years earlier, never having raced professionally, not one championship, not one race won, other than go-karts.
Yeah.
I wrote down this entire ministry. In 2015, God literally handed it to me on a platter. and said, this is what I spoke to you 25 years ago that you thought you were going to have to figure out how to do, and now I'm handing it to you. Go do it.
Wow.
And that's what I've been doing.
And it's the most popular sport in the world, they say. This racing business.
Oh, it's huge. It's, you know, and there's so many levels, right? There's the stuff that I do, the professional stuff. It's like being in the NFL. It's any professional sport. It's very difficult to get to that level where you actually get paid to do it. But there's so many other levels of racing. And what people don't realize is a lot of those lower levels, amateur levels, they don't get paid. They, you know, it's a grassroots. They do it for the love of the sport.
Yeah.
But there's so many people that are involved in motorsports. It's just and for me to be where I'm at right now, and oh, by the way, since I took the ministry in 2015,
yeah,
and I said, okay, I guess I don't have a job. I guess I can do the ministry.
Yeah.
In my heart, I still wanted to race. But I had come to the place where I'm like, I am too old. I'm 56 years old.
Yeah.
This is hard, but I'm going to surrender this. But God knows our heart. And even at my age, in January of this year, God opened the door for a 3-year contract for me to race professionally that I never saw coming. But God knew, he knows our heart.
Yeah.
And he opened the door for me to continue to do what I love. The ministry is now established. I've got chaplains around the country, one here in Florida, actually. Great, phenomenal guy. I've got another guy in Ohio, in Kentucky. I got another guy in Wisconsin.
What's the difference between a chaplain and a professor? You know, I mean a pastor, because I was visiting somebody in the hospital years ago, and I started saying hi to this person, hi to that person. I realized I love people. I said, you know, when I get older, maybe I could be a chaplain at a hospital or something. What exactly is a chaplain?
Well, I don't know the technical difference, but it seems to me that a chaplain is someone that goes to a specific group as opposed to having a specific group that comes to them.
So it's a niche.
Yeah, it's like a...
Which fits in with today's world.
Yeah, you can...
Do you ever think maybe you should have a podcast?
I've had people forever tell me I need to be on social media. I'm old school. I used the excuse when I was in high school, we didn't have computers.
Maybe God will open up for you to get a sponsor and you could have a show right here.
Yeah.
Come in once a month, come in once a week, whatever.
Yeah, I have an...
Talk to the racing world.
I have an interest if it brings people to Christ.
Yeah.
Because I honestly...
Well, that's the whole deal.
Yeah.
Where can you go? We should check this out.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, Noah, is there anybody out there doing a... Check it out. Is there anybody doing a racing ministry podcast? Because there's not. Well, it's the most popular sport. I love racing. I go to Daytona. All of a sudden, he's having a hard time with his family. Well, or how about a race car? I bet you've had people come up to you and go, hey, you know, I always thought you were a nut. You know, I know you're a race car driver and I admired you, but, you know, this Jesus stuff. But I tell you what, my wife's got cancer. Would you help me and pray with me?
Yeah. I really have a lot of, I know that there's people that don't agree with what I believe, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I have so many stories of people whose lives have been broken for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Financial, relational. It's all types of problems.
We all get broken.
Yes. And they want to have conversations. And what's incredible about the ministry, the racing ministry that I do as well, and my career being in sports cars, is I did the endurance races, so the Daytona 24 Hour. You have the sports car guys that do that race, but because it's such a long race, usually they'll pull other drivers for the extra guys because the rest of the season only has two guys typically as a mainstay for the year.
Yeah.
So they'll pull guys from NASCAR, they'll pull guys from IndyCar, they'll pull guys from Formula One, they'll pull guys from other regions of the sport. And so I get to know all these guys. I've met Earnhardt. I met Davey Allison before he died. I've met Mark Martin. I've met Michael Schumacher. I've met all these guys.
Did Bobby Allison die?
Bobby Allison.
I interviewed him years ago.
I honestly don't know. I don't know if he's passed or not.
But go ahead. We only have a few minutes left. Keep going.
Yeah, so it's the fact that I have friendships with all of these people in all of these different groups.
Mm.
And so it really is a fascinating door that's opened to be able to share Christ with people that don't always agree with me. Again, and that's fine. I don't push it on them either, because we know that God reveals himself. But I'm there, I'm available, and I'm physically available for this group of people. And it's just been an incredible ministry.
So what's going on next in your world?
Well, we're in our off season. I go to London the 1st of December. I've got a guy that I'm training that's doing some training over there in the UK.
For racing or for ministry?
For racing. He's my team. Well, that's a great question, because I want to share this to your listeners. I don't care what you're doing. If you're born again and you are a believer, you are in ministry.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if
the ministry of reconciliation, each one of us.
We are in ministry. Mm. Our workplace is where God has positioned us, not to convert people, but to have relationship with people. And in the process of the simple relationship with no agenda with people, we will have the opportunity to share our faith with those people. That's what I do as a chaplain.
Please close the door.
I don't push Christianity. I push to have relationship with people. I enjoy that. I enjoy developing friendships. And in the process of that relationship, I don't have an agenda to win them to Christ. I may or I may not.
No.
My agenda is to be friends with those people and for them to get to know me.
Right.
Because if they can see Christ in me and see the way that I handle...
It was not to what Jesus did.
That's
they went out and loved people, healed people, listened to people, encouraged people.
It's being in relationship with people.
Right. It's all about relationship.
Yeah. That people are done with having religion... And it is religion when it's being forced on them.
Yeah. And God is the opposite of that. He's the emancipator of bondage. Yeah. And anything can become a bondage. Success can become a bondage. Being homeless can become a bondage. When you give up on everything, that can be a bondage. Yeah. Sexuality, drugs, food can be a bondage.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
What's your bondage?
I really think a lot of your listeners, you know... Today, specifically, and I know we got to end this, but I believe there's a lot of them that are in a workplace and they're not understanding the call of God on their life where they are.
Right.
God has a call.
They have power.
And he has a calling on their life. There's a reason that they're a plumber. There's a reason that they're, and you can fill in the blank.
And they can give dignity to others wherever they go. They're attracted to that dignity you give them, and they go, wow, there's something different about you.
Yes. And if fulfillment is not in that place of work, obviously it's a free country. We can decide to do something different.
Yeah.
But if you're in this occupation and you are going to stay there, this is a great opportunity to be able to, just like we mentioned earlier with sin or with any other issue, to say, okay, God, I'm not fulfilled. What are you doing? Because it's not God that's not fulfilling. It's us. But it's always, he always has a purpose. He's not doing it just to hang us out to dry.
Mm.
It's always for a purpose. And we even know what the purpose is. It's to be in intimacy with him. So if there's unfulfilled expectations in a job, Let's be comfortable bringing that to Christ and saying, what am I missing? What are you wanting to do here? Because I guarantee you there's something that he's wanting to do, and it starts with us.